This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I went to a taping of TRL and it changed my life.
Did it really?
Yeah, because I'd never seen like a celebrity in my life. And then I was like, wow, we're in New York.
Who was the first celebrity that you ever saw?
I don't even remember.
I don't think I've ever been to a taping for anything. Oh, I went to like one sitcom taping and then a So You Think You Can Dance taping.
Whoa, how was that?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance, Dance,
I know
dance.
I can't, so.
Yes, you can.
I like to fake it.
We're going to get into that.
We fake everything.
Same. That's a perfect space to begin. Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. I'm your host, Megan Mattoon, and today I have a new friend straight from the airport here to help me help you. Eric Nam is in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. You're wearing a very soft-looking t-shirt.
Well, thank you. It is very soft.
Is it silk?
I don't think it's silk. It's probably something bad for the environment, but...
But we're doing it.
We're doing it because I don't make my own clothes, so.
I just started sewing.
Did you really?
Probably couldn't make the shirt you're wearing, but like, I could hem something.
Well, next time you need something hemmed, hit you up.
Speaking of the airport,
yeah.
Since this is also an advice show, let's just jump into tips.
Let's do it.
Do you have any tips on in-flight hacks, like how to pass the time or like anything that you've like figured out perfectly on a flight?
There, you can listen. There is no such thing as a perfect flight. And I say that because there are too many variables in a flight.
Like
babies.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
You got to stop. Would you, if you had the opportunity to not have babies on a flight, what would the rule be? Like, you can't be under 4?
You can't be under, like, 6.
Whoa.
Because there are some kids whose parents just do not, they're just not.
That's so sad. Imagine really you having a kid and like not being able to shut them up and knowing everyone hates you, but really trying super hard.
I know. It's really sad. But here's the thing. This is the thing that I think is, a lot of people will agree with. I feel like we'll agree with. It's about self-awareness. And I don't think a lot of people are self-aware.
Especially those kids. You just don't get it.
But it's so important because it really affects everybody around you.
Absolutely.
Right? So this flight that I was taking into LA from Korea, there was one baby that was screaming the entire, like, 10 hours.
Wow.
It was,
they
I
got
actually,
a lot of
energy. Yeah, I was actually almost being like, I give you a lot of credit for being able to scream that much.
Your perseverance.
Right. The other baby, she was probably like 4 or 5. She made it a point to run through the aisles for half the flight, and just stomp. Just like, not even a ballet.
Like
prance thing. It was just, I have cement feet. Listen to me run.
Wow.
And then she would come, as I was sitting there, she'd just come stare at people. So she would just stare at me, and I didn't know what to do. I was very uncomfortable and very intimidated by this 4-year-old.
Oh my God, I am with all 4-year-olds. Right.
So that's when I was like, they need to make a flight just for kids. That's what
they
should
do. Oh my God, just no adults at all. No. It's just a Nick Jr. in the air.
Babies on a plane.
Everyone's getting slimed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn. Or like a full-on adult flight. Have you ever been on like an adult cruise?
I don't think I have. No, I haven't.
Have you? I mean, maybe I have. Also, that's the first time I've ever sung.
That was really good. That's a good start.
Just that right there. I feel like I've been on an, I've been in an all adult inclusive like resort.
Yeah, yeah.
So no babies allowed there.
Those are great.
Oh, they're so good.
Those are super great.
So if there is a baby, mm-hmm. what if you do like a, what is it? Those little earplugs. You do earplugs and then noise canceling headphones.
I've done that. I do the earplugs and then I do the noise canceling headphones. And then I do, you guys, this is really important, a mask.
Like, face mask, sheet mask.
Not even a well, you can do that on like long flights and that's great.
Yeah.
But I just take, it looks like people ask if I'm sick. It's like a surgery mask.
Oh, right.
Right? But the thing that what people really get sick on flights because it's so dry up in the air. So for me, I drink a lot of water, a lot of tea. I try to avoid coffee or alcohol. I know when you're on international flights and it's like unlimited alcohol.
I know.
People
those wines?
Love to just get into it.
Yeah.
But that'll get you sick.
Totally.
So I do a lot of mask and then like mist like spray stuff.
Yeah.
And people are like, this dude is like just being super pretentious. Well, you guys, if you gotta work and you don't want to get sick, you gotta take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
That's what I do.
I remember the first time, not the first time I was going overseas, but one of the main times.
One of the principal times of that me flying.
I think it was the first time that I had started doing face masks, like straight up sheet masks.
Yeah.
And people look at you like you're insane.
Yeah.
But then when it's off, girl, I have better skin than you. So
and
stop.
And you feel great.
And you feel great.
So, I mean, do you?
Do you? You get so dehydrated on an airplane. I heard that's why you cry so much. Not you.
Guys, I just bawl on flights.
30,000 feet's not
it's
fun
just
for
really
me.
Really difficult.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but it'll mess you. I keep the mask on. Like the mask that I use, they have like a little like a hydration patch inside.
What?
So it keeps like your air and your aria of your face.
Oh my god.
Hydrated.
Where do you get that? Amazon?
I think you can get them on Amazon. I get them in Korea.
They should sell those at the airport.
Maybe, wait, this should be my next big business. Selling. Nobody take this idea. I will sue your ass.
Nobody take it, but let me say it on the record.
Yeah, but it's those are absolutely great. And then, but then you get off the flight, you go through customs, and they're like, are you sick? Are you bringing an illness into the country? I'm like, nope, this
right.
is it's a fashion thing.
Yeah. This is a fashion thing, sir.
Leave me alone.
I feel so bad when I'm going to customs almost every time. Like, I know
Why?
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it feels like
you're
the police.
You're just terrified. I'm terrified constantly at the airport. Like, I'm doing nothing
me.
Wrong.
They're just mean to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm also, like, scared when I, like, check my bags because it's like, why are you judging me? I feel like I get judged a
why
lot.
Why do you feel like you get judged? Is it for the weight, the overages, or what?
I feel like I'm always going to get in trouble.
I know.
And like, especially like whenever I'm sitting in like business or first, it's like, I know I'm young. Like, get over it. I hate this. It's mean.
Do you get carded all the time on the flights too if you're like getting a wine or anything?
No, I don't.
I feel like you would. Like,
I got carded the other day and this sucks too because I remember my mom used to be like this. Like whenever she would get carded, she'd be like, thank you. Oh my God.
Did you do that?
I did that the other day and I was like, that's how you know you're old is when you say thank you when you get carded.
Yeah, I feel like you just made me feel really good. Thank you. Thank you
right.
so much.
I'm like, they need to card me.
You know, we appreciate it. Thank you, stewardesses and stewards, for doing what you do.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I also heard you shouldn't have coffee on an airplane for, like, disgusting reasons.
Wait, why?
I forget, but I know it's something that you don't want to know.
Oh, man.
Like, I think the water's bad.
The water they use for the coffee is the same water that gets put into the toilets. It's not from the
toilet. I don't believe you. Do not throw such negativity into my brain. That is a lie.
The water is the same water
no
they
way.
Use. Not reused, but the same water.
I don't believe it.
Where else are you going to get the water?
From a bottle.
Oh, that's a good idea. Honestly,
like
really
everybody
good
else
idea.
Is drinking water bottles, like I would imagine they would put the water
that's
in the
so
bottle.
True.
Into I'm going to that's what I'm going to believe because I don't want to believe that.
Because you don't want to believe the truth. That's how I live my life
right.
too.
Denial.
That's
constant
right.
denial.
That's how we live out here.
Yep.
Okay. One thing that we do before we even help other people is help ourselves. So I help myself to a quick internet stalk of you.
Oh, no.
So obviously you may know Eric from his new single, Runaway, which is a friggin' bop.
Thank you.
His K-pop podcast K-pop Daebak,
yeah,
which has the best ring to it. But you. After the quickest of internet stalks, actually, it took me a bit
okay.
to find this, but we found
nervous.
That you once...
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to draw this out.
I feel like I'm in security for the airport right now as you say this. I'm very nervous.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. There's too many things out there. I just...
Uh-oh.
I'm just a meme.
I know.
So...
That's how we get in trouble.
I know.
Is we just say what we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I read this. Maybe I saw it. But I learned mm-hmm. today that you got into a car accident with Khalid one time while on a yeah. taco run.
Yeah.
What happened?
So this was the... Is this the first or second time I met Khalid? And this is...
The primary time.
The primary time I met the Khalid. So we were like, let's go get tacos. It was him and his team.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I'll drive us. I just got a brand new car. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me jump in the car. Dude is... he was like on the phone or something. He was like answering his phone.
What seat were you in?
I was in the passenger seat.
Ooh.
Right? So he was like, yeah, man, I just got it. And this is like as his career was right before it started taking off.
Uh-huh.
So I think his album, American Teen, may or may not have been released yet.
Okay.
But everybody was excited about it. So it's like, let's go get some tacos. I'll drive us. Cool. Let's go. And we were trying to find parking, and he did a U-turn at a light. And it was in one of those smaller alleyways.
Yeah.
And the dude just straight up hit the curb.
Oh, no.
Then we were like, oh no.
Oh, no, Khalid, no.
Oh, no. And he was like, oh, no, this isn't my brand new car.
Oh, he was
like,
sad?
Oh, no. And then he was like, I guess I should back up. And as we're backing up, pretty much the curb yanks the front, like, bumper part yeah. off.
Oh, no.
And we just pull into, like, the little parking area to assess the damage. And it legit looked like if Transformers, right, if Bumblebee
Stop.
Had his right eye socket just pulled out, and it was just this measly little light dangling, and oh there were just God. Chunks of the car on the road.
No way.
Yeah, and we got over it, but he was just super. He was definitely upset. He said he was okay, but I could tell he was upset. It was his brand
All
new car,
for a $2
right?
taco.
So
was it like in the middle of a writing session? Like, did you guys have to go back to work
no,
after that?
No. It, thankfully, I think he had done like a fan meetup or a fan signing, and I had come from like a session or something.
Okay. Because I was about to say, if it's in the middle of something and you're having to like go back into the creative process,
yeah,
all the songs are about a wrecked car.
Right. We would have started over.
Just
about,
metaphors?
Yeah. Wrecking cars.
Did you get the tacos in the
we
end?
We did get the tacos.
Okay.
They were good tacos. I think he was a little bit... preoccupied, being like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I've never had this happen.
Yeah.
Now I need to call insurance and all that stuff, but I think he got it situated.
Oh, that's good. What's so, yeah. your taco order? Mainly is what I want to know.
Most importantly, I don't remember what we had, but you know what? I love a good taco.
Mm-hmm.
Carnitas, barbacoa, whatever. Ooh. I'm all about it. I really like the weird stuff. People like, you know, cheekbone or tongue or what. I'll do all of it.
Oh, so. I've never had any of that
Super
in a taco.
Good. Yeah. Super good.
Yum.
Super tender. Really wow. good stuff.
I think this is a good time to do our first game now that we know
a little bit. Oh, now we play games.
We
okay.
play games.
All right.
So now that we know your taco order,
mm-hmm.
this is called Bursts of First. It's a one round of rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And anytime I yell stop, mm-hmm. yell. Anytime I say the word stop,
yeah.
I'm just going to yell at the top of my lungs. You have to explain, elaborate, or tell the full story of whatever
okay.
it is.
All right.
Okay, here we go. First job.
Oh, there's music.
Yeah, there is.
Wow.
Are you on the edge of your seat?
I'm in a video game right now. Ready? Player one.
Player one, first job.
Let's go.
What is your first job?
Oh, is that what? Babysitting, probably.
Nice. What's your first cell phone?
Oh, a Samsung, like, flip black and white phone thing.
First pet.
Probably like a fish that I killed really quickly.
As they
I had
do.
A lot of those.
First kiss location.
Outside of a party. In college.
Works for me. First choice in a karaoke book.
Oh man. Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Oh yeah. First internet screen name.
Oh, I have no idea. Something with soccer.
Something with soccer.
And then
zero,
like a
nine.
Bunch of random yeah. numbers behind it.
Big X, small X.
Right.
First thing you think when someone doesn't answer the phone.
Hates me.
Mm-hmm. First celebrity crush.
It was like Jennifer Aniston.
That's the one. First concert.
Oh, wait. I think it was John Legend. Opened by Robin Thicke.
Whoa.
Is that not a power couple?
Iconic. First scar.
First scar. I had a lot of them. I just felt a lot as a kid.
Uh-huh.
But the biggest one was like up my entire left leg. Because I was rollerblading, because that was really cool.
Okay, I'm
going
to go stalk here. Stalk here?
So you're going to stalk me here. All right. Yeah.
So wait, rollerblading, like the ones that had like four wheels on each foot.
Yeah. But not like in the square. It's like the one line.
Yeah, yeah. The blades.
Yeah, the blades.
Yeah. So you're super fast?
So I was super fast.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but when I was growing up, I would watch the Olympics in the summer.
Okay.
And I was all about it. World Cup, Olympics, loved it.
All of it.
And I would try to imitate every sport. As a kid, and I think one year. Oh, so Koreans are really good at like short track and speed skating.
Okay,
which is like the most dangerous thing I've ever seen because everybody they're flying around an ice rink with knives on their feet.
Yeah,
right. And people just get taken out constantly. And if they're on a team, they have to push each other, and it's like
wait, push each other.
Yeah, have you? This is if you've never seen it,
no,
it's amazing.
We're not
to watch.
Just talking about fast ice skating.
This is fast ice skating with a team and the people.
Oh, wait.
Short track speed skating, whatever they call it.
Do they lift people ever?
I don't, that thing that's called dancing? Ice dancing?
Oh, yeah, ice dancing. Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah.
So, but this is like, you have, they'll have like four countries, uh-huh. right? And it's like, what do you call it? When you pass a baton.
Baton passing? Relay.
Relay. It's a relay.
You know, right. Baton passing.
Clearly I'm good at the English language, guys. So it's relay.
Me too.
So, but they have like four countries. It's usually like Korea, South Korea, like China, mm-hmm. maybe Russia, and then one other team. And it is intense. So they are pretty much changing members like every lap.
Okay.
But there's a ton of laps. And they have to like push each other's butts as they like pass a baton or something.
Yeah.
And it gets really intense. So one summer or winter, or I don't know, I get really, probably winter, I was really inspired because I was like, man, they are so fast. And I don't have access to a ice skating rink, but I could probably do it on my rollerblades.
Sure.
Right? So uh-huh. naturally, we live in a cul-de-sac and I'm just like going in circles by myself.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm
just going real fast.
Fast as all hell. Nobody can catch me. And then I think about it right now and I'm sweating because my neighbor's probably looking at me. This loser outside is wearing cargo shorts and like a helmet and probably like some nerdy t-shirt.
Oh my God.
But anyways, I got really fast. I was like super fast. And as I was turning, I completely slid out.
Yeah.
And just tore up my left leg.
Dang.
And it was like the entirety of my leg was just torn apart. So that was probably the biggest scar.
Yikes.
I had. It was really painful.
Is it visible now?
I don't know. Probably parts of it. I think it's...
Wow.
We've recovered heavily, but...
You and your knee? You and your left leg?
Yeah.
I did but, the same yeah. thing with rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, yeah?
You know, the one that has, like, a pole and
oh,
then, like, the
with,
little
like,
ribbon.
The ribbons and things?
I made it. I took, like, the broom part of a broom off, like, the bristles part, and then put toilet paper and taped it, like, scotch tape. And I just, like, it worked for a bit.
Yeah. That, you know, it'll work for you until it breaks.
Yeah.
But, you know, we try to make things work yeah. the best they can. That's how we get to where we are here, right? Doing
Facts.
Podcasts.
Yeah. I didn't have any physical scars, but I guess maybe some emotional ones from doing that. Okay, we're almost done with Bursa First. Here
okay.
we go. Back into it. First thing you do when you like someone...
When I like someone?
Yeah, when you're crushing.
Definitely stalking them on the
yeah,
internet.
That's
right?
Gotta be right. Replying to that Instagram story.
Yeah.
First show you binge-watched.
Oh, 24.
What's 24?
Whoa!
Okay, that seems
oh
like
oh my
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Everybody hates me. Holy shit. This is real. Wait. Everyone
Whoa.
Looked at me.
Whoa.
Bad.
Wait, am I the... Wait, you know it. You
Everyone
know it.
Looked at me like I'm wearing rollerblades and skidding like miles down the road on purpose.
The entire hill you're just skidding down.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What's up?
So 24 is the most iconic TV show. It has Jack Bauer is the main character, played by Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay.
And it is all about anti-terrorism, like CIA, like MI. I don't even know. I don't even remember it very well, but okay. It's a lot of, and there's a ticking. Every episode is an hour, and it represents an hour in the life of fighting terrorism. And it ends and opens in an iconic, like, you know those bedside clocks with the red things? Like, dee,
dee, dee, dee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every episode, it feels like a bomb's going to go off because it opens and ends with that.
Oh.
And Jack Bauer, he's a real, true American hero and really formed the lives of many, many kids around the world, I would say.
How have I never even seen the logo for this?
How have you missed out on this?
Which one is it? Because it looks like balloons is all I'm getting up here.
Yeah,
what's it really? Is it spelled out or the numbers?
Type in Jack Bauer, B-A-U-E-R.
Just that. I'm just going to search him. I mean, we have a lot of guns and clouds.
Yeah, we're not about guns, guys.
Where's the, what's, oh, Jack?
Jack Bauer.
Have you finished the whole thing?
No, I never finished it.
I think I just saw what happened. If you want.
Don't spoil it.
I would never, I would never.
But it was like really, I guess like high school, right?
Wow.
It was really cool in high school. And it, you know.
10 seasons.
Yeah, I didn't get through all 10 of them. That did not happen.
Whoa, what are you watching now?
Well, Kiefer Sutherland's in another amazing TV show called Designated Survivor on Netflix.
Wow.
And it's about everybody in the entire government, all the congressmen and senators and the president, they all die in this attack. Mm. And he's like, he's supposed to get fired that day, but he survives. And so he becomes president. And he has to pretty much run an entire government with new people.
Wow.
And it was great. And it's like intense, but not enough for me to be like, oh, wow, my brain's dying.
Yeah.
It's just a very light watch.
Interesting.
So I like that show. And then Billions. Did you watch Billions?
No. It seems like you and I don't have the same taste in—
But that's cool. What, like, are you binge-watching, though?
Oh, what am I binge-watching? Yeah. Oh, what? Oh, Euphoria? Have you seen that on HBO?
Seen it. I heard it's amazing.
It's real good.
I need to watch it. And
a
then
lot of glitter.
Really?
There's a lot of glitter in it.
All right.
It. That eye makeup.
I heard that's, what is it, Big Little Lies? I heard that's really
good. I heard that's good.
I watched the first season. I haven't seen the second
yet. Did you like it?
I did like it.
Hmm. Are you a big Friends fan?
Now I am. Like, I wasn't growing up. I just never related to it.
Yeah.
And then now that I'm, like, I'm living in Korea, and now I just leave it on in the background as, like, a nostalgic, this is probably what it feels like to live in New York, but not really, you know?
Yeah. Living in Korea, how long have you lived in Korea for?
Almost 8 years now.
Whoa, and you're from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia!
Yeah.
When did you leave Atlanta?
So I was born and raised in Atlanta, and then I went up to Boston. And in Boston, I studied at Boston College, and then I went to India for like a short little stint, and then I ended up in Korea right after college.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What's your favorite place?
To live or like,
ooh,
what, like, yeah,
you can take it anywhere you want.
Oh man. Okay, right now my favorite city in the world is London. I love London. Ooh. I think it's super cool. People trash on London because of weather. I don't care. Super cool. Korea is cool to live in because everything is incredibly convenient and everything stays open 24 hours. And it's
everything?
Pretty much everything. You can get anything delivered, done, whatever, any time of the day.
What about a dentist?
Dentist, I don't know.
What about an emergency root canal?
It's easier done in Korea than in the States. I'll say that.
I will believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like everything here in the States is kind of a process.
Mm-hmm.
Korea, you can pretty much get things done at any point.
Yeah, they got to figure it out.
They do. Okay. And healthcare is so much more affordable.
Is it?
Yeah.
It should always be free, but that's, we don't have enough time for that.
Yeah, we're not going to. That would consume the entire day.
Okay, before we get into helping our first caller,
yeah,
what's one thing that you should do in Boston, one thing you should do in Georgia?
Oh, my God. All right.
And one thing in Korea.
In Korea, okay. So here's the thing about Atlanta. I'm a little bit outdated because apparently it's gotten really cool since I left.
They have Waffle Houses. That's one thing I know.
Oh, that's like the one thing I do every time I go.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was back for my brother's engagement party in June.
Congrats.
And I was like, yeah, not me, but congrats to my brother.
By proxy.
And they were after the engagement party. I was like, the one thing that I want to do during like my 2 days here is I'm going to get drunk and go to Waffle House.
Yeah, in that order.
And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Dreams came true!
It was great. It's the small wins that we should really celebrate.
Really?
And feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
And really just feel good about our lives. And so thank you for affirming my decision.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. So Waffle House, I definitely do it. If you haven't done it, don't judge me. It's good. Just do it. Boston, I hate physical activity. I don't really
Same.
Work out. People are always like, what's your exercise routine? There is none. If I feel like I need to lose weight, I'm just going to starve for a few days.
Totally. I dropped a Cheez-It and did a half a squat. So.
There you go. Did you pick it up? That counts as one too.
Yes, and I ate it.
So there you go. It counts as like two squats technically.
Agree.
Right. All right. So, but having said that, the Boston, the Charles River
okay.
in Boston, I really love running or just walking by it or like imagining
running.
Myself running by
Eric,
it.
Imagining running by it.
Yeah, it's yeah, really good.
That's
in the
jogging
summer.
Your imagination.
Right, right. Yep. Mental exercise
is
a
exercise.
Lot. Yeah. So doing that on the Charles, really cool.
Yeah.
And then just Newbury. I know it's cliche, but if you don't live there and you just walk down it, it's nice. Newbury Street.
Newbury Street.
It has a lot of cool shops and
Oof.
Cool things going
Love
on.
Love spending money.
Yep, there you go.
I'll
and
be
then
there.
Seoul, South Korea. What is a cool thing to do? First of all, Seoul has really good food.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is Korean barbecue the same in Korea as it is here?
Oh.
Oh, is that a bad question to ask?
No, it's not. I would say this. Korean barbecue is very good here and in Korea,
mm-hmm.
but the one thing you cannot get in the States or anywhere in the world except for Korea is Korean beef. They don't export it, but it is so good.
Really?
It is. I didn't understand it when I first got there because I was like, beef is all the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It is very, like, it's perfectly marbled.
Oh, it's like Wagyu almost, probably.
But it's better.
How?
It's even cleaner than Wagyu and Kobe. Like, forget all that. It's so good. Like, everybody's like, I love Kobe beef. I love Wagyu. And they come to Korea and they're like, whatever.
Whoa.
It's so good. They do not export it. They only sell it in Korea. And you can eat a ton of it because it feels and it tastes so light.
Right.
It's amazing.
Okay.
So I would definitely do that. And then Korea also, I guess I really like rivers. I haven't done this in a while, but Korea has a river that runs through the entire city.
Mm-hmm.
It divides the city in half. But if you, on like a fall or spring night, you go, you order chicken, they'll deliver it right to where you're sitting on the river. They have like convenience shops all across the river, so you can go grab a beer or a ramen.
Wow.
And it's a super cool way to just chill out.
Aww.
So yeah, that's what I would do. Sorry, that was really long.
Don't ever apologize for talking about
oh
beef.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. I've already bought my ticket.
There you go.
That sounds so incredible. Ugh, and a steamed egg. Mm.
Do it.
I'm fine.
Do it.
Do it. Okay, our first question
mm-hmm.
comes from a 15-year-old girl from Florida about dancing.
Oh.
Here we go.
All right.
Hey, so I'm a 15-year-old girl from Florida who's been dancing for 13 years now. I currently dance at a studio and also compete, but recently a teacher who taught there has recently left. Although we've got another teacher to fill in for her, her choreography isn't so great. I've been thinking about leaving mainly because I feel like if I stay there, I won't grow. I really want to be a professional dancer one day, and I don't know whether I should leave or not. I've made such a great bond with my teammates, but I also want to start a career for myself. So should I stay or go? And if I go, any tips for starting a dance career from Dancer in Distress? Bye.
Hi. How cute was that?
Whoa. Dancer in Distress.
The fact that they're bad, like the teacher is not good, sucks.
You gotta leave.
You have to. You instantly must move.
You must leave. Dear 15-year-old girl from Florida.
2 years old is when she started dancing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What were you doing at two? Screaming on planes?
Yeah, probably. Just being awful. Well, I was probably just singing and just bothering my brother.
You were already singing at two?
I was. I know I was because my parents, like, made videos and everything of it.
Wow.
I was like, I didn't know this, but they were like, we have video of you just, actually, I've seen it, of me just singing to my little brother when he was, like, a newborn. and then I would memorize full-on cassette tapes. If you don't know what a cassette tape is, guys,
tell them.
You Gen Z people, it's a physical little box thing that has tape inside of it that plays music. I know, it sounds crazy.
It is crazy.
It sounds like we're antiques.
Truly. I always say that I think our generation will have seen the most because we had floppy disks.
Right.
Which are like, floppy disks. What, 2 gigabytes? Like, yeah, how much can a floppy, what could it have, just documents, I guess.
Floppy disks were the worst.
They were the worst.
I was like, what the? Am I allowed to curse on this thing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Floppy disks were the worst because they were just like little square things.
Square things.
That have no purpose and they would always break.
They would always break.
And they would be like turning your assignment of your paper on the floppy disk and you're like, what? I had it on there.
Oh my God. It's 1.44 megabytes. What? What can you put on that besides one Microsoft Word document?
Not even. Like, what are you going to do with it? That's not even a song.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
I wonder who made that and why, and if they feel bad about it.
They probably feel horrible about it.
Dude, when USBs came out right after, that was the pinnacle of everything.
Changed the world.
Then AirDrop.
Oh, my God.
I know.
We live in the future, guys.
We do.
We live in the actual future. There's nothing beyond.
We have everything we could ever need.
We do.
We have too much.
Until Harry Potter actually becomes real. But until then, but I don't think it's going to happen, so.
If Harry Potter was real, what would you want, like, first in the movies? Like, what is Wingardium Leviosa? What does that mean?
Levitate? It's, you make things fly around or something.
Okay,
right?
If you could, like, make a spell,
uh-huh.
What would you want it to do?
I would actually just fly everywhere. I just want a broomstick.
Okay.
And then I don't have to have babies on planes either. It's just,
yeah.
You just fly everywhere.
So you would rather fly on a broomstick than teleport? Because it would still take a long time.
Yeah. Well, how about both?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
who says you can't have everything?
Eric, you can have anything you want.
Right. There you
go. Even all of it.
Thank you.
So maybe the broom is like the catalyst in order to teleport. So you can't teleport unless you have this broom.
Right. And the broom is actually shrinkable so it can fit in my pocket. Because I don't want to actually walk around with a freaking log just everywhere. That's just ridiculous. That's horrible for fashion too, guys.
So, yeah. So definitely just having a tiny little trinket.
Yeah. And then you can extend it and you can jump on it and you can just show off. And if you don't, you just say, I'm going to teleport.
And you can clean.
There you go.
We're
all about multitasking. We're all about it.
Mainly everything but helping Dancer in Distress.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. No. Oh, wow. Dancer in Distress. Let me tell you what you got to do. You got to leave.
You have to leave.
Right. Because your friends will stay your friends. And you can still be friends with them even if you go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're serious about furthering their dance careers, they'll understand and they'll probably join you.
Yeah. If she does leave
mm-hmm.
and wants to start a career in dance or just to get better, what if she doesn't leave? Because this could be an option.
Right.
She doesn't leave, but she still wants to get better. When I started dancing, I learned how to dance off of YouTube before I like booked any job.
Okay.
So like I would play YouTube videos in the mirror and press the space bar to like slow it down because it was before YouTube had the option to like make it shorter or like slow down the videos.
You have that option on YouTube?
Yes. The other day, my assistant said that she watches YouTube videos on 1.5 speed so that she cannot miss anything, but it can like go quicker.
That's brilliant.
It's a good idea.
I feel like I'm missing out on life. Thank you for sharing that with me. I feel so enlightened. Like,
I learn a lot
wow.
from the youth.
From the youth of the world.
I feel That's like I'm amazing. About to start being like really out of touch. So
I'm already there. I'm definitely already there.
I have to go on Twitter and go like, what's going on, world?
Update me, people.
So much happens.
I know. We move so fast.
We move so fast. Truly. If you sleep, you miss everything.
That's why I never sleep.
Good call.
I never sleep.
Oh, but the question I was going to ask is, how do you get better at... I guess we could go dancing or at anything. Like, you personally, how do you feel like you level up whenever you feel like you can get better?
Just like anything, I think there are no shortcuts for time and, like, focus and energy put into something. I guess I'm not the best dancer, and I've never really danced for a career.
No,
I have, like, body movements and, like,
okay.
like little, like, spaz moments, that's my dancing.
To music.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I don't think it's a very well thought out choreographed thing for me. But if I take it into the context of singing, like, I think I've definitely improved as a vocalist over the past 7-8 years, because it's really about taking criticism and honing a craft and putting a lot of time and energy into it. Just like anything, you know, be that your studies or academics or dancing. But so yeah, just a lot of time put into it. But for people who dance, props, because I'm not good. No.
If you could be better at dancing, what would be like the one thing that you wish you could do better?
Like all of it.
Just the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could pick it up faster as well.
Yeah. Pickup is a big thing.
Pickup is huge. And then my choreographers, it's like pulling teeth when they're teaching me to dance.
Really? Because of the pickup?
Not only the pickup, but because in Korea and in K-pop, you pretty much start with the basics. And the basics are, when I first started, it was me picking like one leg, left leg, right leg, up and down, over and over.
Yeah.
They call it up down. And I would do it for days. And the first time I did, I couldn't walk because my back was just in so much pain. Because you're literally just bending over, up and down, over and over again.
Wait, up, down, like your leg is coming up, like you're marching in slow motion?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And their thing is, that's supposed to teach you how to groove. And then there's an up bounce and there's a down bounce.
Oh.
It's like all this crazy stuff that I don't understand, but everybody in K-pop has gone through this pretty much. And so that's why people pick things up so quickly.
Oh.
And they can really reflect different types of dance, like whenever they're picking stuff up.
Right.
I did it for a few weeks and I was like, this sucks. I'm going to go sing. So I just stopped. And so I never really picked it up. But that's why when I am learning a new piece or they're trying to do something new with me, I'm just like, my brain's going to explode.
Whoa. So everyone has like pre-training where it's like, here's the basics of movement. And then whenever choreographer comes.
Yeah.
Also, is this an up bounce? Just by like, I'm just going to tell me if this is an up bounce.
I can't even tell. I mean, but you can try. I can lie to you.
Just by listening to like what an up bounce is uh-huh. it like just like up like this?
Yeah.
And a down is like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
interesting. Is this up down? I'm just marching in that, place.
But then, yeah, pretty much. But then they'll like make you feel like the wave all the way through. So it's like you exaggerate your marching. And
wow.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So the hardest part is just movement.
I'm horrible with anything related to movement or physical activity. My parents were very clear to me as a young child. I was like, I love soccer. I want to be a soccer player. Like, you are horrible.
Oh, my God.
You're not doing that. It's like, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. Like, what should I do? You should study. Just sit in your room, read a book, and memorize things. And that's what I did. My brother's much more athletic than I am. So they both played D1 soccer.
Ooh.
In university. So, yeah, they were right about that, I guess.
But the whole time you could sing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But they didn't really encourage it for a long time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Until when?
Until after I made it as a singer.
That's what's interesting about Asian culture. Like, I am half Filipino, mm-hmm. and for the longest time when I wanted to be a professional mm-hmm. dancer, they were like, that's not going to pay the bills.
They're like, that's not a real thing.
Right, be a nurse. And mm-hmm. I was like, not going to do that. I basically, like, fled. And then, like, I really did. I wrote my dad a note, and he brought it up the other day, and I asked him if I could see it, and he was like, no. I was like, what the heck did I write in that letter? The
way
he
Dear like, Dad, I escaped from this family.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Totally. Goodbye, XOXO Gossip Girl. Yeah, no, I think parents in general just want like their kids to be safe. And mm-hmm. so maybe that's the reason. Mm-hmm. But if not, I mean, you did it.
We got there, fam.
We got there, fam.
Yeah, like my mom, even after I made it in Korea, she was like, so why are you famous?
Oh, I like, love that question.
She's like, people know you? I was like, yeah. And as she says that, there's a bus with my face on it driving. I was like, that is my face on a bus. She's like, but why? And I was like, because... Never mind.
That's so fun.
Mom. Yeah, she's like, so get a real job. I was like, okay. Still, I'll work on it.
I'll work on it, Mom. Oh my God. This is a great time for us to take a break because I want to ask so many more questions mm-hmm. about the creative process. So we're going to take a quick break while Eric gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on Just a Dip Podcast on Instagram, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, well, before we get back into the next segment, what are you currently obsessed with right now? And it can't be the two shows you talked about before.
What am I obsessed with?
Yeah, something that you're like, this is the best. Man. You want to write home to every home about it, to every Georgia, Boston.
What am I obsessed with? What am I obsessed with? I'm trying to get healthy.
Ooh, like inside? Like,
yeah. Okay, where do I start? All right, so I started having like stomach pains in like April. And it was like this, it feels like the left side of my stomach, there's like a light fire that's just like burning inside my stomach.
No.
And I was like, oh, that's feel like that's not comfortable. Like, you know, and, but I had to put out an album and then I was on tour and I was just so busy. So I didn't really get to go to the doctor, but I finally went, I had all like the cameras like go into my body and like do all that stuff. And like, your stomach looks like a 65-year-old grandpa stomach. I was like, oh, well, that's pleasant. And so they're like, you need to stop eating red meat. You should not drink.
Oh, no.
You should probably eat regularly.
Eat regularly?
Yeah, I don't really eat regularly.
Oh.
So my thing is like, maybe I'll have breakfast, maybe I'll have lunch, maybe I'll have one meal a day, maybe I'll eat at 2 a.m.
Do you just not get hungry? You get like engulfed in what you're doing.
I'm just engulfed in work constantly.
Yeah.
You know, I think part of the difficulty of working as in Korea and then just as a modern day singer, songwriter, celebrity is that you have to do everything and be everywhere. So I'm physically on planes in different cities all the time, but then I have, you know, I have podcasts, I have to write an album, I'm doing TV shows, I interview people, like it's just a lot of work. And so throughout that, I think what I realized is that I'm constantly stressed and I never really eat other than just drink a ton of coffee.
Yeah.
And then because I'm stressed or like I'm tired, I'm like, I'm gonna have a whiskey.
Right.
Sounds great. On an empty stomach. Perfect.
Yeah.
And so my body is like, you are the devil. And so it's punishing me.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is really trying to cut down on meat in general. Try to limit alcohol intake as much as I can and be healthy.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm like in the back of my head, in my mind, what I do. I'm just like, okay, let's get back. So I don't die.
That's a good plan.
So that's my obsession right now.
Have you had the Beyond Meat burger?
I haven't. I really want to try it.
You haven't?
Is it good? I heard it's pretty good.
Oh, my God. It's better. I love meat, and it's better than most
really?
Burgers.
That's crazy.
Well, the Impossible Burger, I'm not a big fan of. But the Beyond Meat, oh, my goodness.
Where can I get that?
Whole Foods and some restaurants here.
All right.
While you're here
Beyond Meat.
Working on your album, you should eat.
Yeah, I feel like in LA, it's a lot easier. Like LA, if you're vegan or if you're whatever, like whatever your thing is, it's a lot easier to do. In Korea, it's hard to find non-meat stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like, unless you go to like a freaking temple stay and you eat vegetables and that's it. But I mean, you can make the choices to do that, but because Korea, there's so many small dishes and side dishes and—
Yeah, banchan.
Yeah, banchan. It's everywhere.
So good.
So it's a little bit harder, but I'm focusing on the fish these days.
Ooh.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Fish. What's the go-to fish? Salmon?
Yeah, I like salmon. I like a lot of white fish these days, so.
Mm.
I feel like it's a little lighter.
Good to know.
A little more pleasant.
A little lighter.
A little lighter.
Well, that's great.
God, I feel like I'm so old as I have this conversation.
We are.
Oh, my God.
White fish and floppy disks?
Little Gen Z people are like, what the hell am I listening to? This is the reality that we grew up in, guys. Don't judge us, okay? If I could go back 10 years, I would, but I can't.
If you went back 10 years, what would you do differently?
You know, I think if I went back 10 years, I'd probably start my career earlier.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I would do. Give myself a little bit more competitive edge. When I think about it, like, when I, by the time I debuted in Korea, everybody my age had already made it. I was considered old. And that was at like 24 or something. Jeez, people are like, you're old. I was like, am I?
Right.
So, yeah. I would have, if I could have started a few years earlier, that would have been cool.
Yeah. I feel that with, I think we all feel that.
Right.
But heard. Okay, here's a new segment that I don't know the name of it yet, but okay. I think I'm going to call it The Breakdown.
Okay.
And here's the quickest soundbite.
All right, let's do it.
Time for The Breakdown. Watch The Breakdown. That's all that it is.
That was epic. I would listen to that on loop.
Okay, let's see it. Watch
The Breakdown. Yeah. Wait, you got to keep it loop. Watch The Breakdown. Wake up. Watch this the is a great breakdown. Alarm. Wake up. Go to school.
I love that it's like exasperated. Wake up. It's the alarm clock is so over it.
Yeah. Get up.
Okay, this is, I'm going to call this The Breakdown until someone on Twitter tells me a better title for it.
Okay.
But this is where I'm going to ask you a couple creative and personal process questions.
Do it.
Starting with the most asked question from Instagram, which is how do you get started? And so many people asked this.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of what you do, if you were to want to get into the K-pop music scene or the music industry in general right now, today, today in 2019, what would you do?
To get started into the industry?
Right. It's so daunting.
Oh my gosh. I think I would, so I started on YouTube technically, I guess.
Cool.
And I think that's still probably the best way. I think the difficult thing is that there's so much content out there, it's difficult to get heard and to be found. Oh my God, I have a new business. I should just make one where everybody just sends in their stuff and I just filter through.
Yeah.
And then I would train you guys.
Ooh.
And then you probably maybe would make it, I don't know. Let's be real.
Well, that's isn't that like basic? I mean, I have no idea. Is that like A&R? Is that what they would do?
Pretty much. That's what A&R do. So A&R is that's artists and repertoire. They are looking for the next big talent, and they're going to hone your music, your sound, your style, and really help develop you into an artist. And I think that's probably generally for most record labels, Korean or not, that's what A&Rs are going to be doing.
So you would do it as a website, though?
I would do it as a website. I would be Oz, like the man behind the curtain, just picking and choosing people. But no, I think that's what I would do. YouTube is definitely a place for you to get your music out there, to get validated. Like, if you suck, I'm sorry, they're probably going to say you suck, right?
Yeah.
I don't like feedback, bullying, you know? Don't bully people, but there's always a way. Like, I would take criticism and be like, oh, I could probably sing this differently this way. And that's what I would always ask for in my comments when I started. And then I would probably just try to get in touch and like send all that, all the videos and all that stuff into the different labels here and there. Because I don't know how it works for American system, like the major pop labels here. But in Korea, they're always looking for new trainees to pick up and like take them into the system. And when you go, that's where you get like the basic dance training, you get the basic vocal training.
Oh, cool.
And then they'll run all these, you know, tests and showcases to see like who's fit to debut as a big star.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the route that I had tried to take 10 years ago. But for me, I was in school and I really wanted to finish college before I did that full time. And I guess I got lucky with that. But I think there are enough people who have been discovered and picked up that way that it's like a tried and true process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you were getting into the industry, what do you wish that someone would have told you?
Oh, man. I think part of it is like you should be able to have an opinion and stand firm on that opinion and like stand your ground.
Ooh.
I think that's what makes your identity, your color, and you as a person and artist. So much of the difficulty of a lot of people who are in groups is because you are in a group with 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 other people. It's the color of the group and the sound of the group. And so you can get lost in it. But there are points and junctures where you have to make the right decision of, is this for me or is it not? And that honesty with yourself is what really, I think, can help you get to that next level. I remember there were discussions with my label at the time where they're like, you need to be like this sexy badass, like go out and party. I was like, that's not me.
Yeah.
Like, I've always just been like a nerd in a way, you know? So I was like, I like to party, but I'm not going to go out and just get like raging amped somewhere. And so it's still kind of crazy. They're like, we need you to go out and just like mess things up. I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to do that.
And just mess things up.
And they're like, well, what do you want to do? I was like, yo, like, I'd rather be like a well-spoken, intelligent, like kind of normal person that happens to be a great singer. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's never going to work. I was like, well, I'll make it work.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what worked for me. And I think that authenticity is what connected to a lot of audiences around the world.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm so here for that. When you're writing, what are you snacking on, if you are snacking? Because we know that you don't eat a lot. But if you are eating a snack while in the creative process, maybe it's not a writing session, but brainstorming or like a snack in between learning, anything.
Coffee's always there.
And what's the coffee order?
Coffee's always just a black iced Americano.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then I guess LA, people love the cold brew. So cold brew here.
They love it.
And then snack-wise, what am I snacking on? When I snack, it's like Cheez-Its.
I just had Cheez-Its. Oh, I mentioned it
earlier. You mentioned it.
Maybe I planted that.
You did plant it. Mm-hmm. Cheez-Its. Korea has some really good crackers, like honey glazed, like, I don't know. They're
go
delicious.
Go on, say it slower.
They're like honey glazed, crunchy rice crackers, and they're so delicious. Some of those. Korea has some great bread. Here in LA, I feel like it's always like a quinoa salad with avocado, which is fine.
It's good for your little fire in your stomach.
It is. And that's why I'm like, it's good for my fire. Just put it out.
It's good for my fire.
And that's what I do.
What about pre-game or post-game rituals? Like before, first of all, we'll start here. Do you ever get nervous before you perform?
Oh, yeah. I do. And it's always, I'm afraid I'm going to forget my lyrics because I do that all the time.
It's always the lyrics is the most scary thing.
Yeah, it's always. And then the other thing is like, I hope this crowd is great. And if it's not a great crowd, I'm like, oh, God, give me some oxygen. No, for the most part, I feel like my shows, my fans are crazy. They're awesome. They know every word. They're singing along to everything. And so it's a great time. Pre-show rituals, I would say it's always like have some water. Listerine, gargle it up.
Before singing on a stage when no one's going to smell you.
Yeah. I feel like I need to be minty ice fresh to be able to just belt those notes out.
For sure.
That's what it is.
Dude, Listerine is like, oh my God, yes.
It's like, dear Listerine, if you guys want me to, if you need a model, go ahead and hit me up on my DMs. Listerine. And then I have like a throat spray that I always do.
Okay.
And it's also minty. But I just need to feel like I'm like there.
Yeah.
And then that's about it. Post game, it's if I don't have a show the next day or for a few days, probably go out with the team, have a drink or two. But usually it's like drink water, maybe grab something to eat, go to bed.
Oh.
If I'm on tour. Life on tour is super exciting, guys.
Super exciting.
People are like, oh yeah, you must be like living the life, like on the rock star tour. I was like, we're all sleeping.
Totally.
We're knocked out, trying not to get sick. That's pretty much all we're doing.
I've only been on a tour bus like one time, but like those beds are crazy.
They're
like little coffins.
Yeah, they black out.
They black out so intensely that like I woke up at like 12 and I was like, oh my God, it's 6 a.m. And I felt like a piece of trash. It's not fun.
It's they're interesting. And if you get a smelly bus, those are the worst.
A smelly bus?
Yeah, some of them like they're just super old and they smell horrendous.
If you could make the perfect tour bus, give me five elements.
Oh my gosh. Super crisp and clean all the time. Cold, crisp and clean.
Okay,
right?
The three C's.
Three C's.
Get away, calm, cold, cool, and collected. Yeah. We are over that.
You're done.
You're done.
That's 1993. We're in 2019. That and unlimited, like, fridge stacked, right? Like, we need coconut water. We need, like, the juices. We need the coffees. We need all that stuff. We need a great TV with a full catalog of movies and TV shows.
Okay.
So we're in Europe, and we thought it was a full catalog. And every movie halfway through just cuts off. And we're like, this is like, it's like.
How? Why?
No. It's like the peak. It's the climax. Yeah. And right before someone's going to shoot someone. Oh, wait, we shouldn't say shoot. And right before Harry Potter is going to like cast a spell.
Yeah.
It's done.
That's like where the ad breaks come in on YouTube. They know exactly where to get you.
Right. But then at least they take you back after the ad break. There's no taking you back after
this. Oh, right. Yeah, you're just done.
it was miserable. So that, but I think those are like probably the things.
So you want the full movies, which is very okay to ask for.
I feel
for.
Like I'm not asking for a lot, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have two more elements.
Oh my God.
What about space? Are you good with the space? You want more space?
I'm okay with the space. If it was a little like loungier, like maybe next tour bus, I need to have that full room in the back. You know what I mean? You
I've
know
only
what I
seen
mean?
Pictures of those.
I haven't had one of those. That, like, I don't know. I feel like here's the reason is I think I'd feel like a dick.
That's not, yeah, not that I would ever be in that position, but I feel like that would feel crazy.
Yeah, that's like actually why I'm like, it'd be cool, but then I would feel bad for everybody else who's sleeping in like a little cot. And so I'm.
That's good that you have humility. That's great.
I was.
Because so many people would take that king size in the back. In blackout curtains.
Yeah. And then I guess just like a great crew. That's probably like the most important thing. Just having a great team.
Yeah.
The people really make the tour.
Absolutely. So, I love that.
Those are my five, yeah.
Those are good fives. Okay. Two more questions and then we wrap up. Number one, what is something that even K-pop fans don't really know about the K-pop world?
Oh. What is there? There's a lot of politics.
Ooh, I mean, yeah, I guess with anything.
With anything. Yeah. Even in the American system or anything, there's politics everywhere. But there's a lot of politics that go behind the K-pop stuff. I can't say too much because
of course.
I know
I'm like, let's see where this
apart.
Goes. I'm like nervous for you. I'm like, we should maybe.
I'll just, you know what? I just feel like, I'll say it this way. There are standards and measures of success that people on the outside would take to kind of rank or profile somebody's career.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, I feel like I haven't hit those marks or those benchmarks. Like, personally, I have. I'm like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But people outside are like, but like, what about this? Or I'm like, if you guys only knew how just political and, how do you say, non-transparent things are.
Sure.
It would not make any sense. It would make more sense. So for me, like in my career, I've decided just to not put any value or weight on those things,
mm-hmm.
on those benchmarks. Because at the end of the day, they provide no value other than like bragging rights. But if you know that it's all political, I'm like, that's doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. 1,000%.
So yeah.
I love that. And our last question,
mm-hmm.
Eric Nam, is what would you tell younger Eric Nam?
Oh, man.
Any age that you want, or I can pick one for you.
I think it would be just to be more confident
mm-hmm.
and to be, I guess just like be more confident and sure of who and what you are and what you want to do. I think for so much of my career and for so much of my life, it was about how do I do things so that A, I fit in mm-hmm. and B, I can get to a certain point of like comfort in my career or in school or whatever. But I think the best way to live is just to be purely 100% unadulterated you.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's going to love that and not everybody's going to like that. But if you're sure about yourself and if you feel comfortable in your own skin, then that's perfect. And that's like, and it doesn't even matter what other people think at that point.
No, not at all.
Right. And so for me, like, even with my music, I just remember, like, there was such a long period where they're like, oh, you need to do this type of music in this way for people to understand and love it. And I was like, okay, I guess I have to do that. So I tried it for a few years. I was like, you guys, like, this is cool, like, but I don't like
but
it.
But I hate it.
And I don't like it. I don't right. like it. And the people, like, I think they can tell that I don't like it. So let's just not do this.
Yeah.
Let's do what I want to do. Let's do what makes me feel like good when I perform it.
Yes.
And that's where people really react well. And so I wish I had just taken that process and thought earlier in my career. I'm mm-hmm. sure like I had to go through it to get to that point.
Exactly.
But knowing that now, I would have just gone for it even earlier.
I love it. Thank you so much for spending your time here, especially from the airport.
All good.
It was such a
good time. Had a great time talking to you.
Yay.
Such good vibes coming out of here.
Same.
We talked about Cheez-Its.
A lot.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Cheez-Its and Listerine. Hit us up.
Hit us up.
But yeah, thank you so much. I had a great time.
Thank you. Where can people find more of you if they want to binge you?
All over the socials. Just type in my name. Eric Nam. It's probably in the description somewhere. And I have a podcast.
You do.
So yeah, it's not the best podcast.
It's the best because it's yours.
Well, thank you.
It is also very good. I listened to the first or the last couple of episodes.
Well, thank you. I think we're doing the K-pop one where it's all about, you know, if you don't know what K-pop is, if you want to get into it, it's a good place to jump off into it. And then I think I have another one that we're working on that'll be way different.
Uh-oh. So teaser, teaser, teaser.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
Cannot wait. If you guys have any sticky situations or burning concerns, call us at 805-751-9071. Give us your age and we'll give you a quasi-wisdom. See you next week on Just a Tip.
Bye.
Bye. That?
Good, that was super. Good. You should be a singer. That's a cat
little
dying.
Little whistle tone? Yeah. That's a cat dying.
Sorry. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.